the BBC presents Vintage Goon, another in a series of programs first broadcast to British listeners in 1954. From the House of Lords, we present Sellers, Seacom, Milligan, Geldray, Ellington, N, Hansard, Unexpurgated, or...
The Goon Show!
Down a soldier, give him air.
What happened?
Threw himself off the roof with a pistol.
Ooh. Another pen manufacturer.
That's the sixth this weekend, Ian.
We want in! Hey!
Will you all go back to our homes?
Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the authentic story of...
The Great East Drought of 1902!
Great ink drought of 1902. The greatest ink drought in living memory. In the city, financial wizard Sir Bernard Seagull is on to his burqa.
Hello, Sue. Get this. Buy 12,000 bonded suits, 8,000 amalgamated electrics, 200 Jap textiles, and just a minute, I've got the list jar. Oh, yes. And a small brown loaf. That'll set the market by the ears, nose, and throat. Did you call me Midas Seagull for nothing?
You have to pay them for. Ah! Seagull!
What
are you doing on top of this phone box?
No, you play the accordion.
Sacre bleu! Listen, do you want to make a fortune?
Money?
Money? Money?
Yes, 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 money, money! Ha ha! Anything for money!
You're interested?
Mildly?
I tell you what to do.
What?
Buy ink chairs.
Why? Is there an ink shortage?
Yes, there. Have you seen the morning papers?
No, what about them?
They're written in pencil.
Chairs! Ah! Come on, you. Buy ink. Ink. Ink chairs. You understand? Ink. Ink.
This is the BBC. The Minister of Supply has announced that the ink shortage is very grave. The public are requested to keep calm and not to fill their fountain pens unless absolutely necessary. Until close down, here is a record of a pencil with musical accompaniment.
Well, Moriarty, I've bought every ink chair in the world.
You fool! Those ink chairs are not worth a penny, you see. There's no ink left in the world.
Then my shares are worthless. I'm ruined. Oh, you sell. Oh,
steady, Harry Seagoon. No one will buy unless you get some ink. A little, just enough to make it as valuable as liquid gold.
But where can we get some?
Me.
The voice came from a tall, redundant man wearing a rice paper sock. Where do you get these ink, sir? I said.
Before the ink drought, I had the foresight to photograph a spoonful of ink powder with my mini camera.
And?
I enlarged the negative, dissolved it in water, and voila. 60 gallons of ink. Give me 99% of the shares in the ink stores, laddie.
Don't!
You certainly have been.
Now, at least. At last, I can throw all the world's remaining ink supply. I'm rich, rich!
The ink drought brought disaster in its wake. But to one man and his business, it spelt ruin.
Gentlemen, I fear the blotting paper industry is ruined.
We know we are ruined.
Yes, we are ruined.
I just said that.
I said it.
You did not say it.
I just said it.
Silence! Let there be silence!
Silence!
I just said that. I said it,
I tell you.
Silence!
awful.
Pardon, says the stock market crash.
Anybody hurt?
Look here, Greed. 1,000 bankrupt. All the news of the ticket tape says they're ruined. Miles of ticket tape. Oh, bad news.
Not for me.
Why, what do you tell? To save the blotting paper industry, it is essential that we find a new source of ink supply.
Well said, laddie. Well said.
Well said, sir. By puking a pot, we must find a new source of ink supply.
I just suggested that.
Lies, oh lies, I'm
Thank you, Echo. A very good job.
Wait a minute, Jane. Oh, no.
May I think, yes? We send an expedition.
Send an expedition!
To drill for ink in Arabia.
In Arabia!
We shall have to send a man out there right away. Now, who?
I'll go.
Come on! Andy, put these boots on. Now then, forward. To step into the breach. In you get, lad. Bonnie Bobby! Now, gentlemen, we must follow up with an expedition. That's your race. Lead the way.
Shirker. Blotting paper firm sends expedition to locate ink wells in China.
I wonder what it means. Sapristi Bumpit, your shares will be worthless.
That's what Sapristi Bumpit means. I often wonder.
Seagoon, you must get to China at once. Here, hold this rocket.
I say, what the blazes is this? Overland!
Meantime, the blotting paper manufacturer's expedition was already crossing the borders into China. I say, isn't this exciting?
The strain. Oh, Ellinger.
Yimbambala boo jum.
Where are my knees?
Round the back, facing east.
The wind must have blown them round. Get me a fresh pair made from bing.
Oh, kidneys.
Stop those military jokes, will you? We're lost, I tell you. Look here, ask this John Chinaman the way.
Kilogee?
Does he know where we are?
Yes, yeah, we're here.
I know, but what district? Stop.
If you ever go across a sea to Ireland, then maybe in the crossing over there, you will take the high load and I take the load and I'll be selfish. Oh, you'll be the money, 20 fellows. You'll have the money, men. Call the carrier, the man, Brazil. So, no, just go to say Brazil, or Sammy, boy.
What does he say?
He says he's a stranger around here.
He deserves to be. Wait a moment. What naughty thing is he doing with that spent rocket in his hand? Damn suspicious.
Little does he know that I'm not John Chinaman at all, but Sir Bernard Seagoon, the financial lizard, who has traveled hither by rocket, and even now is laying plans to thwart the attempts of the party expedition to find new supplies of ink. Now, read on.
Spun me hairies and flattened me thudder. Little does he know that I know that he is not John Chinaman, but Sir Bernard Seagoon, the financial lizard, who has traveled hither by rocket, and is even now laying plans to thwart the attempts on the part of the expedition to find new supplies of ink.
Little does he know that I know that he knows that I'm Sir Bernard Seagull, the financial citizen, disguised as John Chinaman, that I know that he is really Major Bloodnock.
Little does he know that I know that I am Major Bloodnock.
He knows who he is.
Go on, off with you, John Chinaman. There it goes. We'll start filling in this area. We shall put up our riggings and... Do you know anything about that?
Riggins? Oh, yeah. My first name is Rigger.
Not Mortis, is it?
Rigger Mortis, yeah.
Now, let's check the stores first. One box containing one invisible tiger.
One invisible tiger. Can't see him, so he must be there.
Good. 2 tons of Arabian monkey boots.
Yup.
Good. 1 long brown lump with a thick knot in the side of the thing.
Oh, yep.
And this is the important thing. 1 pattern niblick and concertine cross den of fig squirts with mulled limipod reciprocating automatic bingo and rackers mixed with 2 single-tongled mit-mat-mat-mat-pity-2-pet-a-pat-a-pa-pa-pep-pa-pool and a tuttity nick nack knock wrapped in 3 sheets of refined Greek tissue. Have you got that?
No!
Never mind, we'll use a spoon.
Hey, boss! Boss!
Knock before you speak to me.
Oh! We're ready to start drilling for the ink.
Right. Hold in the ground for ink. Well, make...
So the giant drills bored their way down through the rock, down through the shale, down, down, down. Meantime, in a Wedgwood tent on the edge of the inkwells, a hellish plot was being brewed.
I didn't come on this trip without the means to end Crunch Little Jaunt.
Ah, what do you mean?
Mean? Lad, hand me that steel-bound lead-lined oak chest with a double padlock.
What's in it?
Key.
The key to what?
The key to the steel-bound lead-lined oak chest with a double padlock.
Christy, what a clever hiding place.
Yes. Now open it up and get the key out.
Right. It's a piston of bolas. The steel-bound lead-lined oak chest with a double padlock is locked.
Curse from the keys inside. There's missing one thing. Hand me the axe. Ta. Now.
That's past the hole at the top. Ah, and here's the key safe inside.
how to open the padlock. I lift the lid up. Oh, no! What?
The key's gone.
Corn? A foul.
I wonder.
Ah, I see.
Someone smashed a hole in the lid.
That's how they must have got it out. The holes, but what's in the box?
Dynamite. Enough to destroy the whole ink field. They've got to stop them.
Oh, that's Quinn.
Quick, Pipe, I thought you said you'd dealt with him.
Yes, I did, Lucy, but the plan misfired. He booked on the SS Spahn, and on the third day out from London at midnight, I locked him in his cabin. I put bars across his porthole. Next, I planted a bomb in his stokehold. 10 minutes later, woof, up went the ship.
Ha, I thought ships went down.
You think it was easy?
But Cran.
Yeah, Cran. He cleverly escaped being drowned.
How?
He went by mule train, disguised as a mule.
Sapristi Yakamakaka. You know what that means?
Yes, it means if you find ink, your shares will be worthless.
So that's what Sapristi Yakamakaka means. Hannigan?
Yimbong Balaboo.
We're nipping out of that with the old brandy there. Get on now.
Wonder what to do on account of you, fascinating thing. I wanna sing, I wanna shout. Just beware, Mr. Cupid's about. When told to stop, I sing him bop. Blue do da 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 do do. Well, let it sing, tra la 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 la. Better get a ring. Nothing less will do when I look at you, fascinating thing.
Funny going on here.
Listen, man, Echo. You made quite a bit of money on the ticket tape business, didn't you?
I made £2.
£2. Echo, look. Oh, these blotting paper shares. Hold them, lad. Feel them. Feel them. Feel the good, solid leather blotting paper there. They're all yours for, well, £2?
Two. Yeah, I got £2. Yeah, okay. Oh, here's the money.
Yeah.
It's me, and I'm the boss, eh?
Yes, you're the boss.
I'm the boss.
Now get up.
Hey, okay. I don't forget. Oh, I'm the boss.
Yes.
I'm the boss.
You're the boss. Now get out, you idiot.
Lift that bar. Don't that bail. I'm the boss, Ron.
Yes.
I'm the boss, eh?
Get out of here. Get out.
I'm the boss.
Meantime, the BBC microphone at Seagoon's End is made live that we may hear from him.
Hey, Moriarty. You got the dynamite?
Yes, we blew up the entire drilling area. Now, what fearless man can be employed?
Blue bottle!
I heard you talk, Captain.
Move left stage, strikes heroic scout pose. But effect is ruined by tearing Peter trousers.
Blue bottle, we want you to do a job.
Any job, my Captain. Any job I will do. My strength is as a strength of 10. Move left. Raise his ear trumpet to catch reply.
It's dangerous.
Dangerous? Goes white. Grips wolf at the port. Knees turn to jelly. Cold sweat breaks her umbrella. Legs buckle. Sinks to the floor. But springs up at mention of money. How much?
Sixpence.
Sixpence? No, no, no. You cannot bribe me with money. I only work for honor. 36 pence. Place this same in money belt. Readjust braces. Search back. Strike new pose.
Right. Take the TNT. Now get out there and destroy the linkwell.
I shall do that, Captain. I shall do that. Pick that barrel of TNT and move forward to door. I'm not afraid to hand it in. It's perfectly safe. It is safe, isn't it, Captain?
Of course it is. Dead safe.
I knew it was. Toss his TNT gaily from hand to hand. Open door and says, farewell, farewell. Toss his dynamite to other hand. Catchy, catchy. Exit left. Close his door. I'm dying. Falls heavily to floor. Onto cushion already placed, eh? Rise in death agony. Head slumps the floor. Looks up to see if people are still watching. Yes, dies. Gets up, goes home.
Poor fellow. He was a game lad. A credit to anybody who owed him money. Now, where's he put that sixpence?
Here, put that back. I'm not dead yet.
I beg your pardon.
Hey.
Unhappy man. There he lies, his face all blackened by the explosion. Come, let me wipe the soot off that noble brow with my silken kerchief. Wait a minute. It's not soot. Ink. Ink, ink. Mr. Ink. We've struck ink and I own every ink share in the world. Now, if only I had Trans blotting paper shares, I'd be able to corner the market, fix the prices, and get a nice one for my services.
Oh, no, do you? Look what I brought. Mr. Kranz, not in paper shares, and I'm the boss. Oh, I'm the boss.
This is where Mad Dan Eccles gets his luck. Eccles! Noble Eccles!
What?
How would you like to have all the ink shares in the world as well?
Oh. Hello.
Hello,
how's that trick? What's that? Oh, hello, Bottle. What are you laying on the floor for?
have been killed by death.
Oh. Take no note of him. He's not in our financial class. Now, let's have a little gamble. I'll bet my ank shares against your blotting paper one.
Okay. What game?
What game can't you play?
Draft. I always lose at that.
Draft it is.
What? Good. I'm going to have a game, folks. I'm going to have a jolly game.
You have the blacks.
Oh, good. They don't show the dirt.
Right. You move, and winner takes all.
Okay. I'll get it.
Hurry up,
Herschel. What's the matter?
I'm getting paralyzed here. My dinner's ready.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
You move, Ethel. Oh, sorry, Ethel. Have to take those two of yours. Another two over there.
And so the poor, untutored oaf played the cunning, scheming-minded, power-mad tycoon and lost.
Yes. I'll never know how he beat me.
Neither will I.
Well, that's the end of this week, Dick.
Can I go home now?
Yes, your dinner's in the oven.
What on?
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seagam, and Spike Milligan, with the Ready to Quartet, Max Gelfie, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wally Screenplay, the program produced by Roy Spear.